Okay. Now, how can we live and create in the moment and still sign legal agreements that are long-standing?
There are two parts of your question that we are wanting to deal with.
All right.
Certainly, everything that you do is in the moment, for this is where you are thinking. And as you are thinking in this moment, you are creating in this moment.
Right.
However, as you give your thought to the future, thinking about 10 years from now, or 5 years from now, or one day from now, you are projecting your thought into the future in a sort of pre-paving manner. Therefore, as you are entering into a contract today, as long as you are analyzing and visualizing your future within it, you can make an appropriate decision in this moment that will affect your future. The reason that contracts often are not effective and that you find yourself feeling trapped because your intentions have changed is because you have done not a very good job of anticipating your future.
Mm-hmm.
In part, we agree with that. It is not easy for you to know every part of your future, for you are receiving new experiences, mm-hmm. new knowing. With every new experience also comes a new perspective from which you want something different. And so we are not encouragers of signing long-term contracts. We would encourage you to remain more flexible,
mm-hmm.
that you may make your decisions as you are moving along, rather than being locked into something that may no longer fit your current intentions.
Mm-hmm.
Your world, for the most part, does not operate in that way. You say, until death do us part, as you enter into marriage contract, and many business partnerships are long-standing. It is important to set forth your intentions into the future if you are about to enter into that kind of agreement.